Hello everyone, my name is Emiliano Alvarez from the Universidad de la República in Uruguay. I am going to briefly comment on some aspects on the article Self-Organization and Multifractality in Inflation and Price Systems, which is part of my doctoral thesis in economics. These are the results of the analysis carried out by extracting information from the Consumer Price Index of Uruguay, both the aggregate index, which is a weighted average of many products, and the series of product prices. From the analysis of the distribution of price changes and performing a multifractal analysis, we obtain robust and consistent results in the sense of understanding price variations as coming from complex systems. We propose to study inflation dynamics from two perspectives. First of all, identifying the distribution of the dispersion of prices to know some properties of the system. On the other hand, we analyze the dynamics of the price index, its volatility, and its behavior at different time scales and different kinds of shocks. As an introduction, we can say that inflation can be seen as a long memory process with unbounded shocks. There is much empirical evidence that affirms that the distribution of price changes is skewed, that the tail of the distribution is similar to Pavlov's law, and other works even calculate the persistence of price variations using a Hurst exponent. Long memory processes are also associated with a history of indexation in countries with a history of high inflation. Data from the Consumer Price Index of Uruguay is used, which is the full extent of the data series possible, from 1937 for the general series, while the last 10 years for the disaggregated price series. The complete series consists of 374 products. As main results, we observed a first important result in the distribution of price changes in the same month. This distribution follows a Pavlov's law with the parameter between 2 and 3. This result has consequences in the estimation of the parameters. Then, in general inflation for different time windows, it is observed that a Pavlov's law also follows, with a parameter between 3 and 4. In the paper, we discuss the link between interactions and interventions from these results. As the last main result, the evolution of prices in Uruguay is characterized by persistence. The behavior changes according to the size of the shocks and does not depend on the time scale. This result is robust to different controls to avoid serious autocorrelations. Then some conclusion of this work are that for different scales and periods used, the distribution of the analyzing series follows a power law. The volatility in the intra-month product price variation has consequences on the degree of uncertainty of the product estimate of the aggregate indicator. This volatility implies the possibility of large fluctuations in the relative changes of the economy. The inflationary process in Uruguay has periods of high inflation and high volatility. This analysis shows that there is a non-zero probability of large fluctuations in price changes. These fluctuations are not white noise, but their behavior, persistent or reversion to the mean, depends on the entity of the shock. This result is generated from the interactions between agents and their interventions on the environment to influence the behavior of the index. So that's all. For any questions about the article, you can contact me at the email that appears at the end of the poster. Thank you.